It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. First, here are some words from our two friends that are worth thinking about.
McGee, I watched a little red-haired tyke buying his weekly supply of candy today.
Yeah?
2 cents for licorice whips, a penny for jawbreakers. Oh, he had every one of his pennies carefully accounted for.
Smart kid. Now, when he grows up...
I know. He'll be able to balance his checkbook.
More than that. He'll be able to handle the kind of problem a lot of folks with limited incomes face today. Budgeting for plain, everyday living expenses. And for other important things, too, like life insurance protection.
Well, that's just exactly why the Prudential Insurance Company has those easy-to-budget weekly and monthly premium plans, isn't it?
Yep. With these Prudential policies, folks who have to watch their dollars can make small weekly or monthly payments over the year and still enjoy regular life insurance protection. And for extra protection, these policies have valuable disability and accidental means death benefits.
You can get them for every member of your family in amounts from, a few $100s up to several $1,000s. And to make it really convenient, your Prudential agent calls at your home for the payments.
Yes, and your Prudential agent will be glad to drop around and give you all the details. Just call him.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but today's bargain day at the Bon Ton Department Store in Wistful Vista. Sorry I won't be with you, but this mob's too rough on me. You're on your own.
Hey, Molly. Molly, here I am.
Where, McGee? Where are you?
Over here. I'm being shoved up the escalator. Quick, give me a hand.
Here, grab my hand. Pull now.
Excuse me, bud. Watch it, lady. I'm getting off, please. I'm not going up, lady. I'm getting off. There.
Ooh. I nearly lost you.
Oh, you said it. Boy. Now I know how a salmon feels going downstream when all the other salmon are going upstream.
Straighten your hat. It's all askew.
So's my tie askew, and my top coat's askew. And speaking of askew, I've been meaning to askew all morning. What the heck are we doing down here?
Buying some new sheets and pillowcases at the linen sale.
That's what you're doing down here, but what in the name of Sean O'Shaughnessy's 7 silly sisters am I milling around in this mercantile madhouse for?
You're going to carry the bundles home for me, because this is a cash-and-carry sale and your mother's little helper.
Well, thank you, Mother, just so I know. I'd sort of hate to go down in ignorance, stomped into the linoleum by all them high heels, never knowing why I laid down my life on the Bon Ton floor.
Oh, you'll live.
When you phoned me at the Elks and said for me to meet you out in front of the store there, by the way, this is a quiet little nook we got shoved into here. Where are we?
Heavenly days, this is one of the ladies' fitting rooms.
Yipe, let's get out of here. Come on.
All right, but do you know where you're going?
Yeah, out, home. I don't care how much more of them sheets and pillowcases. Whoops, watch it, bud. I don't care how much they cost tomorrow. Hey, what's that umbrella, lady?
McGee, if we can just get through to the linen counter. McGee, where are you? McGee? Oh, pardon me, sir. I thought you were my husband. McGee, where are you?
Just hang on to the tail of my overcoat, kiddo, and I'll beat my way to the front door. Hang on now so we don't get separated and... Madam, hey, what are you doing back there?
Well, I'm sorry, but I've been trying to say something to you for the last 5 minutes, but you keep telling me to hang on to your coattail.
I thought you were my wife. Doggone it, now I gotta plunge back into that mob and find her.
Oh, before you go, would you do me one small favor, please?
At the risk of maybe seeming dispolite, lady, no.
Oh, dear, you don't even know what the favor is.
The heck I don't. Every time I get near a men's clothing department, which I'm standing in right now, during a sale, which this one is murder, some lady always comes up to me with a gleam in her eye, which you got.
Yes, but I was only going to ask you to please...
I know what you're going to ask me to please. I'm the exact size, shape, and color of your husband.
Oh, that's it, that's it.
So, would I kindly step over here and try on this suit you picked out for him? And the answer is no.
Oh, I don't see why you have to be so stingy. Just trying on one little old suit won't hurt you and...
It's never one suit, lady, never. It's always two or three suits. And one time it was 7 suits before I could get myself out of it. No, thank you, ma'am. I finally figured out how this always happens to me.
You did?
Yes, sir. Why do I get roped into being a clothing store dummy for strange women? Because the strange women's husbands are too smart to let the strange women drag them downtown into a mess like this. That's why. So I says to myself, I says, smarten up, stupid, I says, and hey, give me back my overcoat, lady. Don't take my overcoat off me. Hey, what's the idea?
Oh, for goodness sakes, we could have had the whole thing over with in the time you wasted telling me all this. Now just slip out of your jacket like a nice man. There. Now, put this tweed on.
Lady, I gotta go find my wife.
You just stand still and she'll find you.
Yeah, but...
If you only stop wiggling and let me button the coat up.
I'll button it myself, if you please. There. Now stand back and tell me to inhale because your husband isn't as thick around the middle as I am. That's what they always say.
As a matter of fact, he is.
Good.
You must have heard of him or seen his advertisement. King Henry VIII Street Used Car King.
Oh, sure. That big fat tub. What? You're using me as a model for him?
But you're both a 44 stub.
I was never more than a 42 stub in my life. And never so insulted, too, neither. Where's my overcoat? Oh, there. Well, I modeled for a lot of people in my life. But by George, this is the first time I ever...
Oh, there you are, McGee. Molly's looking all over the place for you.
That's where I've been, Doc, all over the place. Say, here's your man, lady.
Oh, he'll be perfect.
What?
Dr. Gamble, I want you to meet Mrs. Henry, a very nice lady who needs your help.
Oh, you're so sweet to help, Doctor. You're exactly what I've been looking for. Mm-hmm. Here, now let me help you out of your coat.
Wait a minute. What the...
Happy bargain day, Fatso. I gotta go find Molly. Have fun, Dockie.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Isn't that an exciting promise? Well, it's true. Dial shampoo does give your hair that diamond sparkle look. A brighter, more appealing look you love. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather instantly. It cleanses every strand of your hair gently and thoroughly, leaves it ever so soft and ever so easy to manage. Get Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle. Until you do, you just can't imagine what a difference one shampooing can make.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
Excuse me, please. Ouch, that's my foot. Hey, Molly. Madam, let go of my necktie. That ain't for sale. I'm coming, Molly.
Let him through, folks. Give the man a chance. Well, where did you disappear to, McGee?
Me? I was almost to the front door with you holding to the tail of my overcoat when I looked back and you were some other woman.
Oh, fine. Then what?
Oh, this dame cornered me in the men's department and had me trying on suits. Yeah, because I was her husband's size, which I'm not by a ton and a half. And then Doc Gamble came along and told me where you were.
Well, I asked him to watch for you. I hope you thanked him.
I did better than that. I introduced him to the woman, and now he's trying on suits for her.
Well, now that we're together, come on, let's get out of here.
That's for me. Hang on to my arm. I'll kick us a path through here.
I've got you. And look, if we get separated again, we'll meet out in front at the Oak Street entrance.
Okay, let's go.
This way, McGee. Watch your elbow, lady.
Coming through, please. I'm sorry, bud. Hang on, Molly. Coming through, please.
Oh, wait, McGee. Stop a minute.
I can't stop. Don't turn loose of my arm.
Come look at these nylons. $1.10 is very...
No, cheap. Molly, no. Stop shoving, bud. Oh, for the love...
Vince, now take this box and follow me.
Hey, wait a minute.
Now, stay with me now. Don't get lost, Vince. And don't drop that box. I've got some more of them in Will Call.
Well, for the... Hey, wait. Hey, lady. Dad ratted. I gotta catch that dame or I'm stuck with this package. This ain't the silliest... Coming through, please. One side, bud, please. One side. Oh, that's a dummy. Where the heck did that woman disappear to so fast?
Hello, my little false friend.
Oh, hi, Doc. Hey, you see a woman in a red coat? She thinks I'm her husband.
Oh, no, you don't. Not again. I want nothing to do with you or any of your women. You stuck me with that Mrs. Henry, the used car king, and I've been trying on suits for half an hour.
Yeah, but, Doc, if you see Molly...
I'll tell her you're lost. And get lost, will you? I'm going back to my office and take a sedative. Of all the lousy tricks to do...
Vince, now stay with me for Pete's sake. Here are some more packages.
Yeah, but hey...
Watch it, you're going to drop them. Over here, girlie. Just stack them up on my husband.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. There you are.
No, wait, hey, you got me all wrong, lady.
I can't hear a word you're saying behind those packages, Vince. Besides, I told you before we left home, you're not going to visit the sporting goods. Now, come on, let's get out of here. Straight through. Use your elbows and I'll push.
Excuse me, please. I'm sorry, folks. I'm being pushed from the back. I can't help.
Hey, what you trying to do? Knock a feller over?
Oh, hello, old-timer.
Oh, you pushed me clean out of the store, Johnny. That is you, ain't it, behind them bundles?
Yeah.
Come on, Vince, keep moving.
Well, hello there, daughter. Say, you sure have changed.
What are you talking about?
Voice has changed, too. Got more muscle in your voice than you used to have. I kind of like it this way. Say something again.
I don't know what you're driving at, but...
Well, that's enough. Don't say no more. I don't like it as well as I thought I did. Kind of scares me. Better take her home and get her a good gargle, Johnny, before she gets any more muscle.
Vince, who was that man? Put that stack of bundles down and...
Lady, I'll be delighted to. Now.
What have you done with my husband?
Oh, there you are, McGee. What are you doing with my husband, madam?
She kidnapped me, that's what, Molly. Made me lug her old bundles all over the store. Wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise.
But I thought he was
You should be ashamed of yourself, kidnapping another woman's husband. You come on with me, sweetheart. Where's the car?
Oh, right over here. I was lucky. There was a space empty when I drove up, so naturally I... Well, let me see. Always carry the keys right here. Happen to have your car keys with you, Molly?
No, I don't. Now, don't tell me you've lost yours.
Nope. They're in the side pocket of my jacket. Only I sure hate to go get them.
Go get them? You got your jacket on.
Oh, no, I haven't. Take a look. I'm still wearing the jacket that woman had me try on up in the men's clothing department. Come on. I got to fight my way back in there and get my own.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. The files of a big city police department contain a world of dramatic stories, sometimes grim, sometimes humorous, but always exciting. And exciting is the word for Dragnet, the top-rated NBC feature that unlocks the files of the Los Angeles Police Department and gives you a first-hand look into the fascinating work of law enforcement. You'll hear Dragnet tomorrow night and every Tuesday here on NBC with Jack Webb starring in his famous role of Detective Sergeant Joe Friday. Joe Friday is a typical plainclothes detective. He's quiet and he's a nice guy, but don't get in his way when he's on the job of tracking down a criminal. You'll enjoy each exciting minute of Dragnet every Tuesday night. And by the way, don't forget the other Tuesday night favorites brought to you in a lineup we call the Biggest Tuesday Night in Radio. You'll hear such fine programs as Lux Radio Theater, radio's greatest dramatic show with a full-hour adaptation of a great Hollywood motion picture, People Are Funny starring Art Linkletter, and many other top-notch features. It's NBC for the finest in listening Tuesday and every night.
Hey, did you see this, Molly? Did you read this in TV Radio Mirror? I just got it from the newsstand.
What is it?
Very interesting story about two very interesting people. Right here in the May issue of TV Radio Mirror.
Read it. Go on, read it.
Well, I was gonna. It says, in the annual awards poll conducted by TV Radio Mirror, the American audiences have again chosen Fibber McGee and Molly as their favorite husband and wife radio team.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is. And to the TV Radio Mirror and to the American audience, thank you very much.
From both of us.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Arlene Harris was the lady with the bundles and Pauline Drake the one with the suit. This is John Wald inviting you to join the fight tomorrow night as McGee battles the parking meters. Good night.
Laugh with Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the great Gildersleeve, that is, tonight on the NBC Radio Network.